ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति निष्ठिके। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 13 एंड 14 description of Varnashrama system. Vipra Kshatriya Vit Shudra Mukha Bahuru Pada Ja Vairajat Purushaj Jata Ya आत्मचारा लक्षणा विप्रक्षत्रिय विच्छूद्र मुखबाहुरु पादज वैराजत पुरुषज्जाता या आत्माचार लक्षणा विप्रक्षत्रिय विच्छूद्र मुखबाहुरुपादज वैराजत पुरुषज्जाता या आत्मचार लक्षणा विप्रक्षत्रिय विच्छूद्र मुखबाहुरुपादज वैराजत पुरुषज्जाता या आत्मचार लक्षणा प्रक्षत्रिय विक्षुद्र मदजिस क्षत्रे विशुद्र मुखबाहुरुपादज विप्र ब्राह्मणास क्षत्रिय क्षत्रियास द मेटीरियल क्लास विथ Sorry, with Vaishyas, mercantile men, Shudra, Shudras, or workers, Mukha, from the mouth, Bahu, arms, Uru, thighs, Pada, and legs, Ja, bone, Vairajat, from the material, from the universal form, Purushat, from the personality of Godhead. Jata, generated. Ye, who? Atma, personal. Achara, by activities. Lakshana, recognized. Translation by his disciples of his Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Treta Yuga, the four social orders were manifested from the universal form of the personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas appeared from the Lord's face, the Kshatriyas from the Lord's arms, the Vaishyas from the Lord's thighs, and the Shudra from the legs of the mighty form. Each social division was recognized by its particular duties and behavior. So there is no purport. We will go to the text 14. Text 14. Grihashramo jagannato brahmacharyam krito mama vakshasthalad vanevasa sannyasa shirasi sthitah. Translation. The married order of life appeared from the loins of my universal form, and the celibate students came from my heart. The forest-dwelling retired order of life appeared from my chest, and the renounced order of life was situated within the head of my universal form. Purport. There are two classes of brahmachari life. The naishtika brahmachari, who remains celibate throughout the life, whereas the upakurvana brahmachari marries upon finishing his student life. One who remains perpetually celibate is situated within the heart of Lord Krishna. But those brahmacharis who eventually marry are situated within the loins of the universal form of the Lord. The word vanevasa refers to vanaprastha, or the retired order of life, which is situated on the chest of the Lord.
ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते. तप्तकाञ्जनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुदे देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च. पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे.
Hare Krishna. So today's verse, it's a very interesting topic of Varnashrama system, hence also equally controversial in today's context. It's pretty much very controversial also. So if you look at, you know, what is the intent behind, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasya, means I created that Varnashrama system. So when we look at it in that perspective, you may wonder how can something which created by the Lord can become a controversial thing, means. So the Lord's intention of creating was that giving a platform for all the living entities, you know, where they can be comfortable, at the same time they can advance spiritually. The whole purpose of the existence is to spiritually advance, means. Of course, that is from the spiritual perspective, means. Materialists have their own way of understanding that. So the underlying purpose of Varnashram or the social system was to provide a structure which enabled every human being to work according to his natural tendencies in a harmonious way with the nature, you know, and with mutually cooperating with each other in the society, not only with the nature. Because sometimes people say, I am very eco-friendly or very friendly to the nature, but not friendly with the other living entities or especially humans in and around you, means. So a mutual cooperating, working and working together for both material and spiritual prosperity. So why material prosperity is important, means, like, that's why the division itself is given, means. Not, we can also see from, if you look at it, our surroundings, not, no two beings are very equal. You know, when outside there is a concept, you know, everybody is equal. And so, it is not just egalitarianism, means. The government says everybody is equal. But if you look at it in a deep way, that egalitarianism or the equality concept, that is very, very superficial, means. Means their concept of equality means all human beings are equal, everybody should get everything equally. But actual equal system, that equality is been established by Varnashrama system. That is actually fair things. Means there are two ways of looking at it. One is you are giving equal treatment to unequal people. Another is unequal treatment to unequal people. Which is better for that society? Many people tried with equal treatment to unequal and they miserably failed. You know, communism, Marxist, Karl Marx, the fundamental principle he was bringing, that everybody is equal, means. And the government is in the center and owning everything. There was a Scottish philosopher. So he was a historian, actually, a philosopher come historian. So he was saying that most of the civilizations survived only for 200 years. If you look back, great civilizations, the only one, we can see that the only one surviving still is the Vedic system. Why? In one of the conversations, Prabhupada says, our religion is not Hindu religion. It is Varnashrama religion. Hindu is the word came from somebody from outside. Some people, you know, the interpretation is that those who live near to the Sindhu River or the other side of the Sindhu River, that was the Vedic civilization, means. But the Sindhu is being pronounced over a period of time as Hindu. So we also adapted as Hindu civilization. But our Sanatana Dharma is actually known as Varnashrama Dharma. Because it has been created by the Lord and it is based on the actual need of the society, now, even though so much of innovations for the last 1,000 years, we can see that there are so much of innovations and, you know, other different rules, so much of difficulties in India, but still that culture is not been, you know, destroyed. It is still being kept intact. So that is the beauty of the Varnashrama system, means. But if you have to understand that it's actually a very intelligent way of classification of a society. So anything you want to manage, even in materially also, now also if you see, even though they say that they are in an equal opportunity is being given, but in what terms, means? You go outside, you can see that not everybody is getting an equal opportunity. Opportunities are given based on the competency. You know, what is the character? So here also, Krishna says that each social division was recognized by its particular duties and behavior. The duty, Varna, Chaturvarna, Maya, Srishtam, Guna, Karma, Vibhagasha. So it was based, the division was necessary so that, because everybody's need is different. And if you look at the Varnashram system, the characteristics what Krishna was mentioning, so which is allowed for one type of class is not allowed for the other class. It was actually the opposite result. For example, you can say Ahimsa. For a Brahmana, Ahimsa was his first principle. But for a Kshatriya, he cannot become an Ahimsa. The entire Bhagavad Gita is speaking about that only, means. He has to be violent. Non-violence is okay for, that is the duty of a Brahmana. But Brahmana should not become non-violent and a Kshatriya should not become a Brahmana should not become violent and a Kshatriya should not become non-violent. So it is a very intelligently created a system, social divisions. So in Varnashrama there are two parts. One is Varna and another is Ashrama. So Varna is the social order and Ashrama is the, like you can say, the different stages in a person's life. Where he can be, the ashrama is a platform where he can be comfortably situated. So in the Purport Prabhupada says there are two types of brahmacharis. In the ashrama ones, first one is the brahmacharya. So one is the naishtika brahmachari and other one is the uparkurvana brahmachari. Means. Because not everyone remains as a brahmachari throughout his life, means after passing from the gurukula system in the traditional way. So some people decide to get married. So the underlying principle of the social system of Varna and Ashrama was that there was a common goal. And without a common goal, people cannot come together. Ved Prabhupada also says why he formed an international society for Krishna consciousness. Means. So we have a common goal. That's why we are here. Like he gave the example of stock exchange or chamber of commerce and all those things. So even Varnashrama also has a common goal. You know? What is that? That is spiritual advancement of us. Okay. So, when you consider Varna, so in one of the purport of the Bhagavad Gita, Balada Vidyabhushan comments that. So, there is Varna and there is Ashrama is there. So, he says that Varna is your natural traits, you know, means what is your natural propensities and inclinations is there. And you have an ashrama also. So you have to execute your Varna principles based on your ashrama rules and regulations. Means. Basically, if you look at it, it is like a 2x2 matrix. Means you have ashramas and you have Varnas. And you cannot pick anything. It's not like a cherry picking anything you can pick from here, like a buffet system. Means whatever you want, you can take it from anywhere. So he was giving the example that in the context of Arjuna, what was Arjuna's ashram? He was a grahastha. And his varna was kshatriya. So kshatriya's duty is to fight. And Arjuna don't want to fight. So Krishna is explaining to him that being a grahastha, you don't have an option of not fighting. But kshatriyas can abstain from fighting, provided if they are in vanaprastha ashram. Or they further advance into sannyasa if possible. But as long as you are in a grahastha ashram, you have to fight. There is no choice for you. And we can see also from the Bhagavadam that when the Priyavrat Maharaj's case comes, it was maybe the other way. He was already in a renounced order of life, but there was an emergency. He has to take up the kingdom, the rulership of the kingdom. And then Brahma told him what? Means you be sannyasi and take the rulership. No. Then eventually he told you settle down, you have to get married, procreate children, and lead a, like, you know, take care of them, take care of the kingdom. So to execute your varna propensity, you need a proper ashram also, in a proper way, means. So that's what, where the modern society, you can see that way miserably fails, means. You know, there is no, actually it is a varna sankara, means. It's many times it is a question, even we ask ourselves, what is our varna, what is our propensity, sadharma? Am I Brahmana? Am I Kshatriya? You know? So Prabhupada says, if you want to create a Brahmanical society. So in this regard, I was recollecting that last year we went to Amarkandak for a small yatra with the Brahmacharis. So that Gaurambhu was giving a nice connection, correlation between this concept of who is a Brahmana, who is a Kshatriya. So he was telling that now, apparently we may see that somebody who is interested in studying or teaching, he generally perceives that as a Brahmanical activity. So we are telling, no, the activity, external activity doesn't correlate directly with the nature of the person. Means. We can say so many examples. There are so many coaching classes are happening. Means. They are all teaching. But are they Brahmanical activity? No. The aspiration, he was telling, it is based on the aspiration of the person. Means what he is trying to achieve from that means. They are not trying to achieve, give knowledge or increase their horizon of understanding. Their only motive is to earn money. So that is a Vaishya principle. But there may be a person who is practicing a business and he is not concerned with the profit or loss. He wanted to understand principles and, you know, like, you know, means we had a, you know, I was thinking of Shyamvalla Prabhu, means he was not at all bothered with the financial things. He wanted to learn Ayurveda at any cost, means medical things, means. They are actually, that type of people are, actually their aspiration is to increase the bank of knowledge, means. Like, or somebody may be in a Kshatriya, means we may say that any administrator is a Kshatriya, no. He may be taking shelter of that, you know, I get a fixed source of income and I am happy with that. Not bothered with anything happening around us. So that is not a Kshatriya. That is a Shudra. He wants a security of the life. So our aspirations, what is inside? Like again, we are, just because wearing a saffron, nobody become a renunciant, means. What is our aspiration inside that? So in Gita, very vividly explains that, you know, who is actually a sadhu, means. You know, that, nyayasa nitya sannyasi yena dvashtina kangshati, so many qualities of sadhu. So everything is based on the inner qualities. It is not externally what you show, means. The internal qualities, when you are in a natural situation, what qualities you exhibit, that contribute to your actual tavarna and ashrama. And in a traditionally, that it is difficult for us to observe ourselves. Is it possible for us to? Because many times we are very confident that I am observing myself and my nature, I can understand better. Who can understand better than me? Means. But traditionally it has been decided by the guru in a gurukula system. After observing a period of time for that person, the guru understands, okay, this is his nature. Means. And he gives a suggestion, okay, this is, and this is better for you to do that services. So the importance of Varnasrama system, means when Chaitanya Prabhu was conversing with Ramananda Rai also, the first simple answer what Ramananda Rai was giving is the Varnasrama system. If you practice Varnasrama system, means that will take care of your everything, means the spiritual advancement. Like that. So even in Purusha Sukta, you know, Krishna says the same thing. Brahmano asya mukhamasid baho rajajna kritha urudatad vaishyaha padbhyagam shudro ajayata. The problem is that the because it was never meant to discriminate, or it was not a in a varnasram system was never discriminative in nature. It was giving equal opportunity, in the sense that equal opportunity for your spiritual progress. What makes you comfortable? Because of various reasons, we can see that in the coming course of the discussion, we'll discuss that what caused or where this the Varnasrama system start deteriorating. So it was very clear that it was given an equal opportunity. But some people start interpreting that, oh, sutras are coming from the feet. But if you see, the aspiration of a devotee is to achieve what? The lotus feet of the Lord. Sutra jidhar se nikla udhar humko jane ka hai. No, and in one of the class, Parampuji Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving an analogy of this, means, like, you know, how can head exploit your legs? You have, you know, every head is a body, means you have a head, you have a legs, you have your hands, your belly. Have you ever thought that your, you know, dimag to both sataate hai mere ko, bahut chalana padta hai mere ko. Aisa kabhi sochte hai kya hum log? Means the brain is giving us, or our head is giving us a trouble. It makes me walk a lot of distance, but it doesn't allow me to sit. No, means all the four system has to cooperatively serve, so that the whole body is being served. And without the whole body, individually they cannot function anything. It's not that the belly says, and the stomach, he eats only for himself. He doesn't give it to anybody else. But if you look at the society now, it is happening that way. People, that's why the exploitative mentality comes in the picture. So where does that happen? So that we can go back to the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada beautifully explains in the incident of the Parishad Maharaja's curse by Shrinki, the Brahmana boy. So everybody, means it's an elaborate story, that Parishad Maharaj was once taking a tour of his kingdom to see whether everything is properly happening or not. And he happened to see that one man in a very dark complexion person wearing a attire of a king. He is beating a cow and a bull. They were in a very pathetic condition. He catches him. And when they ask the bull and the cows, means, who are you and what is happening to you? And they say, you know, like, we cannot tell who is the cause of our, you know, this misery. We cannot tell that. But then he catches the Kali. Then, you know, the person he identifies. And actually the bull says that, yet adharma krita sthanam sujagasya vitat bhavet, means, because if I point out who is my miscreant creating this problem, I will also have the same destination, so I cannot show you that. Then Parishita Maharaj understand that, okay, he is dharma. Dharma bravashiri dharma gya, means, he says that it is only dharma, who else can speak like this? So then he catch hold of the Kali and he punishes him. So from then the Kali was looking for some opportunity where, because as long as Parishita Maharaj is there in the earth, you cannot penetrate into the society. Because Kali Yuga is about to start. He has to do his service. So he was also looking for some opportunity for that. So then he gets an opportunity through Shrinki. So when Parishita Maharaj once went for the in the forest, so he was feeling thirst or hunger. He was, you know, fatigued by that. And then he got into Shamik Rishi's ashram and he was in a meditation, and then he get angry and put the snake around his neck. And when Shrinki comes to know about it, you know, he become very furious. So Prabhupada write that it was not a previous karmic reaction coming to Parishita Maharaj. You know, otherwise you can see the next 7 days he was not eating, not drinking anything. It was only for period of time that he could have reached his palace and take. It was Krishna's intervention in that, so that Bhagavatam can be spoken. Right. So the Shrinki got so furious and he started thinking, how? So we are a Brahmin. So Prabhupada, he was playing with an inexperienced voice. And it, you know, so he thinks that, you know, I am a Brahmin, how such a low class Kshatriya can act like this? The Prabhupada writes, from there the degradation of the society starts from the head. When the head thinks that I am superior to anyone else, means. So in our body we can see that now, you know, hands are not superior to your belly, or belly is superior to our head, or anything like that. We treat everything equally. Of course, there may be, the positioning may be different, but as per the respect is concerned, everybody has to be respected in its own place, means. So when Shrinki got so furious and anger, and then he curses Parishita Maharaj. So Prabhupada write in the purport that, and even Prabhupada says that during the time of Parishita Maharaj, because he was such a Kshatriya that he was ruling the kingdom in a nice way, that even a Brahmana, inexperienced Brahmana boy, had the power to curse. Now we see that the so-called Brahmin, not only the boys, means who has the power to curse somebody? Nothing happens. They can only pronounce Shabdunga, they can only, you know, make you a little fearful of that. Otherwise nobody is, has the power to do anything like that. So due to Maharaj Parishit's good government, even a boy of tender age who was playing with other inexperienced boys could become a powerful as a qualified Brahmana. So this was the credit was given to Parishita Maharaj. This boy was known as Shrinki, and he achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father so that he could be as powerful as a Brahmana even at the age. But because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of four orders of life, the inexperienced boy gave a chance for the age of Kali to enter into the field of Vedic culture. Hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmana boy under the influence of Kali. And thus, cultural life began to dwindle day after day. So, that was the beginning of an end of Varnashrama system. Now we can see that so much of means it you know, over a period of time, maybe you can say that 4,000, 5,000 years, it's went into such a way that when we hear the word Varnashram, it comes as a horror. It's very horrific for us, means. And it comes as a caste system. Means everything is translated into a caste system, our Jadi, Varna, Jadi, Vyavastha, and all those things, what we studied in our history book. And we can see that actually there are many other players, not only Sringi. Sringi was the instrument, but over a period of time, actually there was exploitation happened. And, higher orders of the other Varna people were exploiting apparently the lower class of people. Then there was a rebellion. You know, why they are only enjoying, we are not enjoying. All those things started coming. And then other things were added to the Britishers. Actually the Britishers, if you see the history, till Mughal time there was not much issues with that. Even they were also settled here. They were happy our Varnashram system was going. I'm not saying there was no problem, but it was there still. But this caste system was introduced and very made into everybody's, just like now, Aadhaar card. The government is trying to put the Aadhaar card through for every transaction. So actually, the British government, so it says that after the 1850, sorry to give some history, Indian note of Bhagavatam, to give the reference, I am just saying that after that 1857 mutiny, the British were very afraid. The people are congregating and there was very difficult for them to control. So they were introducing so many other tricks, divide and rule. So they even brought out an act that was known as Criminal Tribal Act, stating that certain types of tribes are born to crime. How can you say like that? Even if you say the word thugs, it's actually a Bengal, Bihar, that area, there is a tribal community which are known as thuggies. So from that the word also comes. Because they were, they were resisting the British rule to criminalize them, to exterminate them. This act was brought in 1871 or something, and then it went on so much of amendment and everything till India independence. After independence, only government, it became, I think, delisted tribes or something like that. So they were so much. So the Lord Risley, who was appointed in Bengal, so he started the system. So he started a census to classify the people. So in a very ridiculous way of his system was nose index. Depending on the size of your nose, he was classifying something, some stupid way of classifying. And they made it compulsory for any application. You need any government job or any ration or anything, you have to write your caste along with your father name, your name and the caste. And still we are ridiculously following that. Even for any education, we say that we are giving equal opportunity, but it's based on the class. It's not on an individual need based. So that is the level the Kali Yuga is progressing. We can say, though, so as the Kali Yuga progresses, the Vedic civilization goes down, degradation of Kali, it happens naturally. Means that. And everybody is trying to compete with each other. So earlier in a Varnashram system, people were happy with their own level. Not the material levels were not contributing, you are spiritually. Spiritually, equal opportunity is given for everyone to progress. But right now you can see that everybody wants to be somebody else. We are living a life of somebody else's. That's why so much of confusion and depressions, they are not satisfied with that. But we can see that, how does the Varna is been determined in our traditional, in the Vedic scriptures? Krishna says very clearly, it is based on the guna and karma. It is not based on the birth. Now it is very prevalent and people assume that it is based on the birth. We can see that. So if you see the Shastra, you can see that even Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna, Ravana, they are all born in a Brahminical family. If you say by that way, they are all Brahmanas. Whereas who compiled the Bhagavadam, Vyasadeva, he is born of a fisherman woman, Satyavati, right? And Suta Uvacha. In the Bhagavadam itself, we can see that Suta Uvacha. We don't discriminate, he is from a lower class or anything like that. And actually, there is an Upanishad also, Vajra Shuchika Upanishad, and it asks, there are six or seven questions. Who is a Brahmana? Says, is the Atma Brahmana? Is the soul Brahmana? It says, no, soul cannot be, because soul is same for everyone. If the body, body cannot be, because body is made of panchabhuta for everyone. How can it be? Is the birth? No, birth cannot be. And it gives like Gautama, Rishyashringa, so many other rishis who were excelled, who were, we look up to them for the their spiritual realizations. They were not born in a Brahminical family, means. So, is the karma makes, the rituals what you make, is it that Brahminical? No, karma is actually it's a prarabdha. If you connect, the net karma is we are doing. No, the net sum of the previous all the karmas are now coming into the picture. No, the karma cannot be like. Finally, says Brahma Jnanaditi Brahmana. This gives the example of Amalaki fruit, means Avala type. No, who can in his palm, like the understanding who is the supreme personality of Godhead. What is his nature? Who is realized it? Not even knowledge. Just knowledge doesn't make you a Brahmana. Means one who realized that, who is the Supreme Lord, and who are we, and what is our relationship. And such a person is actually a Brahmana. Means it's not based on any birth or any bodily things. But in the path of bhakti, it takes a further. Means Chaitanya Prabhu says, Naham Vipro. It takes it in a further level, means in bhakti he takes it in a further of this varnashrama order itself. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu time, he has a different way of tackling these issues, means actually during December, that Srivatsa Goswami was there in farm. He was giving a Bhagavatam class. He was telling that now the Britishers introduced the word even Dalit to denote these low class people. The low class means the tribals. They called Dalit. Dalit means? Dalit means Sanskrit. Dalit means one who is torn apart. Dalita Hiranyakashipu. Every day we sing means torn apart or suppressed or like. This was introduced by, then that was replaced by Gandhiji as Harijan. Means. So you are saying that actually this Dalit literature and everything is not new, means. Actually that was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means. He was the first one. He made Srila Haridas Thakur the Acharya of the holy names. Means Namacharya. Who could in that social system, who could take such a step? Means making somebody who is actually born in a Yavana family, so in a Muslim family, he made the supreme most person in the Vaishnava culture. Means. And then his discussion with Ramananda Rai, means so much of spiritual knowledge has been revealed there. Who is Ramananda Rai? Means? He's also coming from Chaitanya Prabhu, if you see externally, Chaitanya Prabhu born in a Orthodox Brahminical family, and he was from Kayastha or other family, which is very inferior to that. He is taking instruction from Ramananda Rai, means. He set proper examples for that, for us to follow, means. That. So Chaitanya Prabhu wanted to establish a system, a Devi Varnashrama system. So even if you see the life of Chaitanya Prabhu, he see that he was giving instruction, not giving a flat instruction to everybody. Like you see the modern education, everybody is put to the same system, means. Even if you don't have any taste for mathematics or English or anything, you are forced to study that. Means. Where does your natural propensity comes in? Means. So if you see that the specific instructions given to like Raghunath Das Goswami, he told, don't get married. But Nityananda Prabhu, he told, you get married. Even though Chaitanya Prabhu used to, for Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, he used to give very specific instruction of excavating Vrindavan and other things. But for simple devotees, he used to give simple instruction. If you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Prabhu was in Jagannath Puri, a lot of devotees from Bengal used to visit him. From Srikanda, there used to be, Srikanda is nearest to Katwa, where Chaitanya Prabhu actually took the sannyas. So from Srikanda, there used to be three devotees. One is Mukunda. So Mukunda, Chaitanya Prabhu told, you from material and spiritual point of view, you'll be wealthy. Means you can earn. be situated in that. Spiritual wealthy means have a strict sadhana and a good satsanga. That is spiritual wealth means. And for Raghunandan, he told, you be with the deity and do the worship nicely. Because in a society, we need all the people means. In one of the classes, again, Radhanath Swami Maharaj is telling that people in India travel thousands of miles to go to take darshan of the deities. So deities are important. But after taking darshan, does it make any transformation in your heart? Does it make any transformation in your life? So he was telling that the temples are required, but devotees are more important. If you don't have a proper devotee there, when you come into the association of a devotee, then only you will start developing the devotion, the detachment and the surrender. Just by taking darshan of the deity, you won't develop these things. Only in the satsanga of a devotee, these things have been transferred to you. Means. Then to Narahari Sarkar, he told, you be where you are and you preached the Krishna, the glories of the Lord. Means. So you can see that, you know, depending on the nature of the person or you know, what is best. So the, in a varnasram, that is the beauty of the varnasram system. Means. What is good for the society as well as for that individual soul to progress in the devotional service. It is not either way means. You know, what is good for me or what is good for that person. Right. So in Bhrigat Bhavadamrita also the Sanatana Goswami gives a nice verse that Pridir yato yasya sukham chena shammek bhavetat rasikasya tasya tat sadhanam sreshta tamam tu sevyam shadbir madam iti pratiyutya. Means like tat sadhanam sreshtatamam means what is sreshtatamam? Preetir yato yasya sukham chayena means you should be very comfortably happy to execute that service means that is the best sadhana for a person. Of course, as a like, you know, neophyte, an entry level point of view, we cannot think that you know what is best for us means that is specifically for the authorities to look at us that what is best for us to decide. Like we earlier discussed, they only understand what is good for us. Means we at a stage we will not be able to understand it. But the best sadhana is Pritir Yato Yasya Sukham Chayena, you know, Shamyak Bhaved. Means you should be very comfortably situated for that. So then there are many cases actually we can study from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Like even Subhutri Rai was being outcasted by that. You know, because under the compulsion they throw the water and there you go, you are outcast of a Hindu. And he was trying for a solution and somebody was telling, we cannot do anything. Some other people are telling, you drink hot ghee. But when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he told? You go to Vrindavan, stay there, and serve the devotees and chant the holy name. And if what he used to do was, he used to go to the forest and collect the wood as a fuel and he used to sell it and collect money. And with that money, he used to purchase rice and oil and one more thing. I don't remember. So that was the curd, the ghee. Because when Bengali devotees used to come to Vrindavan throughout the way, they used to get dysentery and all those things. And they, because they have to pass through UP and other places where chapati is predominant. In Bengal, it's rice. So they get, so this is, Maharaj was giving in class, he was explaining why he was, dahi was being added. Means. So many people used to get dysentery and other things. So curd and rice, dahi rice. And the oil, of course, Bengalis like oil massage, mustard oil massage for that. So Vaishnava Seva. So in, if you see that the Varnasram system, as I mentioned that you know, there has to be a central point. You know, what is the center? When you say, if it is self-centered, that cannot be sustained. Means we can see the prevailing system outside is mostly self-centered. People want, they want to become I, me and mine. You know, in that also context, we have a good example from even Madhava Acharya's connection, like Vyasa Tirth, he had a disciple, Kanaka Das, who is also coming from a lower caste, apparently. But they are all great devotees of the Lord, means. And many of his god brothers were very envious of him. And one, like, you know, to prove that his superiority, once that example of, like, he gives the story of giving mango to everyone, and then you go and eat somewhere where nobody will see you. Everyone else ate it and come back, and only Kanakadas was not able to eat it. He told, means, wherever I go, there is Lord. That was the level of his consciousness, means. So one day, in an assembly of devotees, Vyasaraj asked Kanakadas. Kanakadas means, will this devotee goes to Vaikuntha? Means, Kanakadas, no. He asked various devotees, this, like. And finally he asked, even, I will go to Vaikuntha? Means he was asking about himself. You will also not go. Then he says that, I may go if I go. Okay. Means, when the I goes, I means I and mine. Mamata. Mamata nahi. Mamakar means, like, you know. Ahankar and Mamakar means, like, you know. I and mine. When we leave that, get rid of that, then only we can go back to the Lord, means. So actually our, if it is a self-centered society, it cannot. It has to be a God-centered society. So what is a God-centered society? God-centered society means service attitude, means. We are here to serve each other. When you have that attitude, then only that society can coexist. Otherwise, they will start exploiting each other. So today is also the disappearance day of Shripad Ramanujacharya, means. So because the Varnashram system is very closely connected with Ramanujacharya also, the Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two instructions from each Sampradaya, and from Sri Sampradaya he took, one was pure devotional service and Vaishnava Seva, means Bhagavad Seva and Bhakta Seva, means. So Seva is the theme for, in Vaishnavas, Sri Vaishnavas, you can see that the main core principle is service. You know, for Varnashram system also, you can see that there are many devotees in Sri Vaishnava system, you know, who are actually in a Grihastha Ashram. So if you look at it, the life of Sripad Ramanujacharya, means, even though he was born in a very orthodox Brahminical family, he was never, not only Ramanujacharya, in fact all the Acharyas, they were not touched by this untouchability or any of those things, means. One of his first guru, means after Yadava Prakash, expelled from the Yadava Prakash Gurukul, he was taking shelter of Kanchipurna. He was coming from a very low, apparently, materially from a low birth. Spiritually, he is a very elevated person, means. He has the opportunity to speak. He has the ability to talk directly with the Varadaraj. They can speak personally, means. So, one day Ramanujacharya wanted to touch the feet of Kanchipurna. So he didn't allow him. Sir, you are like, you know, you are born in a Brahminical family. How can you touch my feet? Means. But Ramanujacharya was very insistent. He told, sir, you are the wisest man I have ever known. And if knowledge of the scriptures bring you only pride instead of devotion, then what is its value? By your humble service to the Lord, I can see that you know perfectly the conclusions of all the scriptures. Means, I have not seen such a devotee like you in my wherever I travel or anything. I have not seen anyone like that. So he was not ready to give up Kanchipurna's association. He was again trying again and again. And so after Yamunacharya's departure, actually he was despondent. He was not able to perform his services, Ramanujacharya. So one day, Kanchipurna again comes to Ramanujacharya and reminds him that, why are you so depressed? You cannot be like, you have given promises to Yamunacharya, you have to fulfill that. Your service to Lord Varadaraj, it is getting hampered because of your mental condition. You have to come out of that grief. So again, immediately, Ramanujacharya takes that opportunity to tell that, now you should give me initiation, you should accept me. But Kanchipurna was very, you can see that these devotees, they are always respectful for the traditions and customs, whatever is prevalent at that time, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never forced any, Haridas Thakur or anyone to go into the Jagannath temple. Means, no, you are a devotee, you come with me. So they all respected the customs and traditions, whatever is there. Kanchipuram told, I am coming from a low class family. I cannot initiate you. I cannot make you a disciple. Don't worry, you wait for some time. You know, Varadaraj will send you a proper qualified person to take your thing. So when then Ramanujacharya decided that, no, by I have to somewhere, I can only get the his mercy, you know, easiest way of getting mercy is Mahaprasad. So one day he calls him to his house, you know, for Lech Prasad. And he tells his wife Rakshambal that, you know, you make nice feast today, Kanchipurna is coming to honor that. So his intention was feeding Ramanujacharya and then take the Mahaprasad of that. So Kanchipurna, he understood what is the plan behind the scenes. So the time was approaching, Kanchipurna was not seen. So Ramanujacharya told, okay, I will just go. And Rakshambal cooked a nice feast. So he went out. Ramanujacharya told, I will just go to his house and bring him. So Ramanujacharya went to his house, Kanchipurna's house, to bring him back. So in the meantime, Kanchipurna immediately came in and told Rakshambal that, no, I have very urgent seva at Lord Varadaraj. I cannot wait. So Rakshambal tells, no, you wait for some time. Ramanujacharya is coming. Just he gone for looking for you. So Kanchipurna says that, I cannot wait even for a minute, even for a second. You immediately give whatever is ready, you give me, I will take it and I will go. Means. So, knowing as a simple lady, she served Kanchipurna. And as per her tradition, she is coming from an Orthodox Brahminical family. She had that, you know, little feelings of this lower and upper caste and everything. So, she serves Kanchipurna. And then, that remnants of the prasadam, whatever is there, he gave it to some Shudra lady was there, like, you know, he gives in and cleans every place and started first cooking. So in the meantime, Ramanujacharya comes back to home. You know, see, he saws that Rakshambal is again cooking. So yes, what happened? You already cooked the feast. Well, no, just Kanchipurna came and I served him nicely. He was happy. He left. You know, and whatever left, I give it to this servant. Now I am cooking for you. So Ramanujacharya was so disturbed. You know, how, you know, with what a mentality is there? I mean, how she cannot understand the position of Kanchipurna, such an elevated soul, means that. And before that, again another incident happens was that Mahapurna, who was the, like, you know, again the disciple of Yamanacharya, who, because after Yamanacharya left, you know, in Srirangam there was no leader, means. To take care of the Sri Vaishnavas there. So the Vaishnava disciples of Yamanacharya came together and told that. They all remember the past time when Ramanacharya came, you know, then he proclaimed the three things and all those things they were remembering. They told the instructor Mahapurna, you go and get Ramanacharya back here. So Mahapurna was coming on the way from Srirangam to Kanchipuram. So he take a rest somewhere. So there, actually, Ramanujacharya also happened to be there. Then he immediately, so in the meantime, Kanchipurna tells Ramanujacharya that, who is going to be your guru? He tells, Varadaraj told me, you take initiation from Mahapurna. So he was also looking for him. So suddenly he sees Mahapurna there. So he immediately tells, okay, give me initiations now. Then he tells, no, we will go to Kanchipuram. It's only a few minutes walk. We will go there and take. No chance. Because time doesn't discriminate. Death doesn't discriminate between what is timely or untimely. It can come any times. Because earlier when I wanted to take initiation from Yamanacharya, when I went, he was already left. Now I don't want to take any further chance. You give me right now only. So he takes the initiation from Mahapurna there. And then he invites Mahapurna, please come and stay with me. So in your house, he gives, you know, he partitions. One section of the house was given to Mahapurna and his wife. So they were staying there for 6 months' time. You know. So Mahapurna was teaching Ramanujacharya all the literatures and everything, Vedic literatures in a Vaishnava perspective. So one day it happened that both Mahapurna and Ramanujacharya was out of their house. They went for some works outside. And Rakshambal went to fetch water from the well. And Mahapurna's wife happened to be there. She was fetching water. And when some water from her pot fall into Rakshambal's pot, she became so furious. Even though they were Brahminical, coming from the fourth, a Brahminical family, but they are also still gradation. Rakshambal was a superior Brahman and Mahapurna coming, his wife coming from an inferior Brahminical family. No? And so it was so ingrained into the mind, you know, in the heart, those concepts. So she became very furious and she chastised her. So what do you think? Just because you are the wife of a guru, you can do anything? And she just gave her the peace of her mind. Means. And the wife of Mahapurna became very disturbed. She started crying. In the meantime, Mahapurna comes there and asks what happened. So she tells, so and so happened. So immediately Mahapurna tells, we don't need to wait any further moment here. Immediately pack up everything, we will go. They pack up everything and went. Then this Tamarajara comes back. When he comes to know about the incident, he actually starts crying. Means, you know, what an unfortunate soul I am. Means, I don't have the shelter of, again, I don't get the association of gurus. So after that, this incident again happens of Kanchipurna. Then one Brahmana, so she was also disturbed. You know, Rakshambal, Brahmanaji chastises her. So then once the Brahmana comes for begging alms to Rakshambal and she turns away him also in anger. So when that Brahmana was very unhappy and was coming, he was on the street, then Ramanuja come across that person, that Brahmana. So she asks, why are you very, like, you know, sad, not feeling happy, means nobody given you food or anything? He tells, I went to this house and she told so many, she got angry and chastised me like anything. And he told her, it's my home only. So I will give you So Ramachandra got a plan. Means, and he told, I will give you a letter. You go and give this letter to that Mataji and tell her that this is, I am coming from your father. She will feed you nicely. The Brahmana took the letter and went to her home. She immediately, you know, offered him a seat and fed him nicely. In the meantime, Ramachandra came. Ramachandra, she showed the letter to Ramachandra. So Ramachandra only wrote that letter. He says, you know, dear son, your sister-in-law is getting married, so kindly please both of you come. Okay. So Ramachandra says, I cannot come, I have some work. You go with this Brahman, I will come later on. He sends her and immediately after that, he takes a sannyas. So you can see that life of acharyas, that you know, there are so many other stories like, Dasharathi, there is many disciples who are not coming from the Brahminical family, means so many disciples of Ramanujacharya. You know, their principle is very clear in devotion. There are many other stories we can discuss, but now the time is getting over. So in principle, we can see that the Varnashrama system, that the essence of Varnashrama system, the central point is that with a proper service attitude, we serve each other. And the goal is Haritoshanam. Sunishtidasya dharmasya samsitir haritoshanam. That is the objective of Varnashram, sir. So if we strive for that, and even you can see the life of Srila Prabhupada, means what a miracle he has done. You know, his disciples, not even from any, even born in India, means from outside. Just because they have a sincere desire to please Prabhupada, they could achieve marvelous task, means. So if we take that principles from, like, you know, we also many times have, means, at least personally, that innate things comes out, like, you know, this is somebody from outcast or anything. So praying to previous acharyas that one day we will also come out of these things. We can actually recognize genuine devotees by their qualities, not by the externals. Right? And even Indra was failed to understand who is Vritrasur, means. You are saying, you know, looks like a demon, but so we have to be very careful. Devotees comes in what form and what, like, you know, dress, we don't know, means. So if you are not careful, we may land up in offense. Then that is the end of our spiritual life also. So thank you all very much. And seeking your blessing that I can also practice what I spoke now. Thank you. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.